The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
There was some very interesting news from Brada Head the other day. Executive Chairman of Brada Head, Ian Stalker, joins us now to tell us a little bit about what's been going on. RTZ have become involved, Ian. Tell us what that means.
For sure. Thanks for the opportunity. RTZ is an enticing name, make no mistake about it. It's one of the world's largest mining companies. And so for us to get their attention as a little junior company on the AIM market on the lithium space is quite an achievement. But they have been tracking with us for about 12 months from the PDAC convention of last year, and finally, you know, got themselves comfortable with who we are, our capabilities, what we do, and the fact we were already in lithium in Arizona, where their project was. And so after protracted discussions, they came to the conclusion that we were an ideal partner for them. They remain interested in this joint venture, which is called the Whistlejack Project in Arizona. We earn up to 60% of it, and that deal was signed just over a week ago, maybe 10 days ago. So for us, it's a big difference and a big opportunity in the lithium space, which has become a much more exciting space in the last few months.
So tell us a little bit more about Whistlejack then. What's the opportunity there?
It is hard rock lithium. It's a spodumene-based type project. It is, if you drive out of our office in a place called Wickenburg, you go right to our existing project that is San Domingo, and you go left to Whistlejacket. And Whistlejacket is in an area where there's an existing mining company, a big copper mining company, that's been there for almost 100 years. So it's an area where infrastructure exists, where people exist, skills exist, and access is just excellent. The work done by RTZ is of a standard you'd expect from a company of that size and reputation. And the results that they hit, which they never put out in the public domain because they had no need to from their perspective, were as encouraging, if not more encouraging, than the results we got ourselves from San Domingo. We like hard rock, although Brada has got projects in the hard rock, projects in the clay sedimentary type style rocks, and also in the brines, which are the sort of three alternatives to produce lithium these days. We like the spodumene because and the hard rock because it's cheaper and quicker to get to a production scenario. It's the kind of material you can make as an intermediate product, so you're not having copious amounts of capital to be paid to build the second and third type process plants. And we've done enough work metallurgically to highlight that we can produce a gravity concentrate from our spodumene, from our hard rock project, and that is sellable in the marketplace. And we have the expectation that that will also occur with Whistlejacket. And of course, because they're so close, as I mentioned to you, the upside for us is that one management team, i.e. our team, are capable of running both projects. So the synergies in terms of potential cost savings, and not potential, real cost savings, from a bigger drilling program for both projects, b, the same people running it, one office, one head office, et cetera, are significant for us as a small company. And make no mistake, being a small business, you still have to watch how you're spending your money and spending it effectively. And I should say, in fact, that, you know, so the prospectivity is there. We like it. We've got ourselves excited about it. They did. You'll see more coming out about the results that they had. We've had to wait until the signing of the documents before we could put out anything really in the public domain. And so that'll occur over the next few weeks. But we are really excited about moving there, and between their project and our project, we think we have a real potential for a good size resource in the future to be found, developed, and moved forward. So we're hugely excited about it.
I mean, there is quite a disparity between a company like Brada Head and a company like Rio Tinto. So what's in it from the perspective of both sides of the deal? Is it win-win from both sides as far as you see it?
I believe so. I think that's the best way to describe it. For us, it's the potential growth in the hard rock scenario that we talked about and our ability to move it forward quickly and positively. For Rio, they recognize, I think in one of my other commentaries, I mentioned that, if you like, Rio is a tier one company. The USA is a tier one country in terms of getting things done in a open and transparent manner. But the project itself isn't tier one, or if you like, Rio wouldn't have given us it. But it's big enough for Rio to say, listen, although it's not a tier one in our minds at the moment, we still want to be involved in this. So our earning is up to 60% initially. They have the right to buy back, depending on the numbers they see, etc. But a significant upside for us as Brada Head, and therefore our shareholders as a consequence. And if it's not, if it doesn't reach their tier one levels that they measure themselves by, then we continue up to 100% ownership. So it is a win-win. It's a win for us. Rio still maintaining ownership. They're there. They very clearly said to us they want to help. They want to be part of it. So I take a great deal of comfort from that knowledge that they do want to stay part, and they are part and parcel of this project going forward. And I think investors looking at junior companies and opportunities that exist must say to themselves, well, these guys are back in the market, busy again on the lithium space. They've got a partner like Rio, a real good quality company who dot the I's and cross the T's at least twice. There is something to be done here, and let's get moving with this company. So I just see it, as you say, win-win all round.
Tell us a little bit more about the specifics of the earn-in then. Who has to do what?
We are the operator, and I think that was part of their adjudication process to assess who we were, how we work, our pedigree and our background. And I think we passed all those tests correctly. So we operate, and the initial deal is we must spend three quarters of $1 million in the first year to get up to 51%. At that stage, we would like to believe we've completed the initial resource evaluation, and we can then assess just the economic attributes of that as we move forward. That then allows us to buy a further 9%. Either by work in the ground or a direct purchase. And at the end of that, we sit down again and say, okay, Rio, are you going to follow your money, or are you going to let us buy the other 40? And that is the, and it's over a 5-year period, which is just a set of timetables. But in reality, we can move really as quickly as we want. And like any junior company, you move at the speed that results direct for you. If you get good results, then you sort of uncap the bottle and start drinking a little bit faster and moving faster. If it's slower, then you maybe think back that maybe you should do some more homework and look at this and look at that, etc. But so that 5 years, although it's given, we would expect to be moving this much, much faster. And the, you can hear the optimism in my voice. I think this is a real project. And the other thing to bear in mind is, of course, we're in the USA. Not only are we working with Rio, but we're working with Rio, who call themselves Kennecott, I think it is, over in that part of the world. We are working with them in the USA. And you would need to be switched off of any television or radio or press or podcast or whatever it is, not to recognize that at the moment the USA is saying, listen, guys, lithium is in our critical metals list, along with a swage of other ones that we know of that they're pushing on with. We want our own lithium supply. And they've already put their hands in their pockets to help one or two of the bigger companies. Thacker Pass is one that comes to mind. Also in Arizona and Nevada, we have a similar project, which is our clay project. But I think our spodumene will move faster. And being in the USA, we've got an individual working with us. His name is Ian Christensen, who is by background legal. He's become our man Friday, in terms of doing all sorts of jobs for us, an excellent pair of hands and dedicated individual. But he's the guy we're working closely with to unlock potential government, USA government funding as we go forward into a feasibility study, for example, or development of roads and infrastructure, you know, some of the dirt road from the main road, which we'd like to make as smooth and as passable as possible. So we not only have, I think, the right metal at the moment. Lithium has moved significantly in the last few months. We were trading in the doldrums, as we were for a long while recently, almost $600 a ton of lithium spodumene concentrate. Now it's at 2,200. So attention is back in that market. You can turn a project like this into a good operation and have a positive cash flow and a good return for investors. And it is in the USA where USA wants its own material. So it's a big step for us, really important step for us.
So just to be specific for a moment, Ian, does that mean you're going to be drilling this project sometime soon?
100%. That first 750 we talked about is going directly into the ground. We'll kick off with a few on the ground reviews, samples, rock chips, etc., etc. But probably channel sampling, a little bit more definition in some of the airborne radiometrics, a review of the drill hole results they've got, the interpretation of the boreholes themselves, and then yes, we'll be drilling that one and our San Domingo project. Because remember, I'm very keen in this combination that I think adds up. One and one, I hope, will make three in this case. And it's interesting. I think the other thing just to mention is that our little company has never raised any money for a significant amount of time. We were fortunate enough to, in the early stages of the excitement in lithium, to negotiate a royalty deal with a company out of Toronto called LRC, Lithium Royalty Company. They gave us an amount of money over a 3-year period, providing we achieved certain milestones, which we did. And so we've kept ourselves body and soul together with that money. So going forward, what is evident is that both myself and one of our directors, a gentleman called Jim Mellon, have put forward a convertible loan note to the company that allows the company to have sufficient funds in the immediate future, not to be stressed or slow or whatever other terminology you want to use, to give us the opportunity to move and move quickly on that drilling that you mentioned at the start of that question.
I mean, you mentioned yourself in the same sentence as Jim Mellon. I suppose it's worth emphasizing for anybody who's not aware that you guys have got some significant background and experience in the mining sector, and you're deploying that in Brada Head to good effect.
I hope so, and I believe so, yes. Jim goes back with myself to the old Uramin days, where we were fortunate to catch the wave in uranium and did well for all shareholders at that time. And we've been involved in a few things since then as well, including gold projects, Nicaragua and Brazil, etc. And again, done okay out of them. So, no, this is a real opportunity for us. And Jim's a supporter. And the point I guess I'm making is that, the test is if you're willing to put your own money up, you must believe in it.
Yeah,
You
indeed.
don't just waste it.
So Ian, you talked a moment ago about the lithium market, sort of in passing a little bit. What's your view about where it's heading then? I mean, I guess we can sort of start to bring this conversation to a close, but it would be interesting to hear your thoughts on, the lithium market that you guys are going to be operating in a year or two or three, when you actually start to think about production. How do you think it's going to look?
Well, look, the electric vehicle dream has become more of a reality down to earth that, yeah, some people will buy electric vehicles, some people won't in the short term. Maybe that'll change as environmental issues become more or less important. That's not for me to say. Sorry, excuse me. That's not for me to say, but we are in a situation where energy is of major importance at the moment. All the AI demands, etc., etc. Energy means battery storage in many, many instances. And that battery storage means you need lithium. So the lithium marketplace, I think, is in reasonable shape. I would just remind everyone listening to this and myself that, of course, we are in America. And in America, they want their own material, whether it's for battery storage, whether it's for batteries for cars, batteries for phones, batteries for whatever you use lithium-based batteries now. They want it. We are there to help them get it. And I think that a symbiotic relationship is a wonderful thing.
Indeed. So finally, Ian, we talked about the joint venture with Rio. You've briefly mentioned some of your other projects. Tell us a little bit as we close out, just what sort of news flow we can expect from the company in the coming months and throughout 2026.
The first one will obviously be the approval of the shareholders, which is due for the 17th of February this month. I believe we shareholders will align themselves with our thinking, and that will move forward to close the deal 100%, get the funding in. We will then be on the ground immediately. We've got access, we've got good road access, we've got good assistance from Rio, who've been giving us a lot of information and are willing to go to site with us again, just as part of the, if you like, relationship building. So we will be putting some of the information out that they have previously recorded and hasn't been in the public domain to give our shareholders and others the opportunity of seeing just how much of a project we have in our hands at this moment in time. And then the drilling campaign will start both there, and we've aligned ourselves that our clays, because don't forget, as I mentioned at the beginning, we have other projects within Brada, that we'll be in a position that the environmental permitting for the clays will be done and dusted. It was what's called a plan of operation that we had to submit, which was quite a detailed document for the authorities over there in the States. That'll be ready to go. And that existing resource, that compliant resource of 2.8 million tons of lithium carbonate equivalent, will grow. And make no mistake, that lithium carbonate equivalent resource is a strategic resource. It will be wanted by someone. It's just that we feel for our size of a company and for our immediate needs, we concentrate on that spodumene. So there's quite a lot of information coming out to the public domain that I think will catch attention and move our little company forward.
Well, we're looking forward to watching you guys make lots of progress. For now, thanks very much for joining us, Ian Stalker.
Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.